You are listening to the gospel message in both Chinese and English. The co-workers of Living in Jesus Ministries edited the sermons of the Chinese preachers, and you can understand how the Oriental believers explained the Bible. May God bless your new life in the Lord.
And as I think of the word history, especially in English,
有人说 history 这个字是两个字加起来的，是 his story.
Some people say history can be meant to be his story.
所以历史呢，也就是他的故事。
In other words, history is his story, God's story.
确确实实的，我们这些基督徒十分的相信人类的历史。是上帝在世界上做工的记载。
And surely enough, we Christians believe that human history is the tracking record of God's work.
我们从古今中外，我们发现上帝一直在历史历代里面做工的轨迹。
And we clearly see that through all generations, God's work is recorded in human history.
整个人类的历史是神的故事。
And the whole human history is a story about God.
在过去两千年，教会历史更是耶稣基督的故事。
And in the last 2,000 years, the history of church, the church history is indeed the story of God.
有人说从第一世纪一直到今天，是这位复活的耶稣基督在空间不断的扩大。
Some people say that within these 2,000 years period of time, that the space of dimension of space has actually expanded.
从耶路撒冷、犹太全地、撒玛利亚一直到地极，我们看见两千年就是记载耶稣基督的故事。
And that from Jerusalem, from Judea and Samaria to the end of the earth, we see that God's story.Of Jesus Christ is actually recorded in human history.
不只是在空间上，也是在时间上，耶稣基督不断的延长。
Not only in the dimension of space, but also in the dimension of time, we see that there is a prolongation of the story about Jesus Christ.
感谢主，从第一世纪一直到今天。
And we thank God that from the first century until now,
我们不要说两千年，就在我们这些弟兄姊妹有生之年，我们就曾经看过、经历过许许多多复活的主耶稣基督所做奇妙的工作。
Not only in the history recorded within these 2,000 years, but we also see that in today, we see the resurrection power of our Lord Jesus Christ.
当我在准备这个信息的时候，我就突然想到，在1974年。我接受这个学员传道会的邀请，我到韩国去参加一次大的聚会。
As I was preparing for the sermon, I remember an incident in 1974 where I was invited to the Campus Crusade conference.
我从来没有参加过这样的一个聚会。
I've never attended a conference like this up to this point.
人数之多，多到令我没有办法接受那个事实。
And the delegates there were so many.
在整个会上，你们知道有多少人？有一百万的基督徒。
There were 1 million people attending the conference.
你想想看，一个人坐在一百万人当中，那种感受是特别的孤单。
Can you imagine the feeling of being so alone by yourself among so many people?
一百万的韩国人开口唱你真伟大，哎呀，真是让你觉得我们人真渺小。
When a million of Koreans singing the hymn, How Great Thou Art, we feel so small how human beings are.
你们知道那次的聚会的名称叫什么吗？
I don't know if you know the name of this conference.
他们叫做 Expo 74, 1974年福音大爆炸。
They called it Expo 74.
我慢慢了解什么叫做爆炸。
And I began to realize the term explosion, what that meant.
事实上，弟兄姊妹，从第一世纪，从使徒行传开始，教会就在不断的爆炸里面，慢慢发展。
In fact, starting from the first century, Christian churches have been having a series of explosive events.
今天有很多人说 Big Bang Theory, 说到底这个宇宙是怎么来的。
Many people mentioned about the Big Bang.Theory, wanting to know how the universe came about.
那我们提到这个 Big Bang Theory 的时候，我们莫衷一是。有人这么说，有人那样讲。
And when we mentioned about the Big Bang Theory, there are many opinions, but yet there's no one conclusion.
宇宙是不是 Big Bang Theory 来的我不知道，但是教会确定是从 Big Bang Theory 来的。
Whether the universe was derived or produced from the Big Bang Theory, I do not know. But one thing I know for sure, and that is churches are derived or produced from explosion.
刚才一哲弟兄带我们读的《使徒行传》第四章。
Our presider read to us Acts chapter 4.
我们在那里就看见一个很明显的一个福音大爆炸的一个见证。
And we see very clearly from that passage about the gospel explosion as recorded in that chapter.
好不好？我们再翻回到《使徒行传》第四章。我们在第四节看见那一次彼得讲道有多少人受震撼影响呢？圣经告诉我们说，单单男人就有5000人决志信主。
Let us once again open our Bible to Acts chapter 4, and as we read it, we can still remember that there were at least 5,000 men who were believers.
如果加上这些妇女和儿童，我就不知道那天是有多少人在那天他们的生命得到改变。
If we were to add in the number of women and children, I don't know how many more there would be.
5,000人听起来好像就是一个数目而已。
5,000 people to us is just a number.
但是我们要问一问，那个时候耶路撒冷到底全城有多少人口？
But we need to ask how what the population was during that time in Jerusalem.
很多时候我们看数目，有的时候会有一些错误的印象。
Sometimes we might have a wrong impression when we look at numbers.
譬如说，我们常常讲，哎呀，感谢主，我们教会人数有增加。
For example, sometimes we say.Praise the Lord, because the number of believers in our church has increased.
弟兄姊妹，很多时候我心里面为这样一句话，心里很不满足。
Brothers and sisters, sometimes when I hear this statement, I'm not satisfied.
有的时候这些数目是带着一点欺骗。
Because sometimes this number could be deceptive.
哎呀，我们说这个礼拜堂可以坐850个人，终于把它坐满了，感谢赞美主，有850个人在这里聚会。
Sometimes we say, well, this space can allow to have 850 people, and when actually 850 people come, we say, praise the Lord.
但是请问这850个人是整个大波士顿的中国人的多少？
But when we hear that, we also need to ask what the population of Chinese is in this town, in Boston.
弟兄姊妹，当我们要去传福音的时候，我们不要单单看我们四周有这些，哎呀，我们就心满意足了。
Brothers and sisters, let us not be satisfied when we see so many people. We have to think of so many more who have not heard the gospel.
那时候有5,000个人决志信了耶稣。
There were 5,000 people who believed.In the Lord.
耶路撒冷那是有多少人？
How many people were there residing in Jerusalem?
据历史家告诉我们说，在第一世纪的时候，耶路撒冷的人口只有30,000多。
According to historians, the population at that time was about 30,000 people.
在30,000多人里面，有5,000个男丁决志信主，这不是一个属灵的一个大爆炸吗？
And among the 30,000 people, only 5,000 men became believers, and that was not a big, great explosion.
所以当然引起当时的政治、宗教领袖的注意和关切。
Because it was such an explosion.That the politicians and spiritual leaders took notice of it.
所以在第四章第二节，圣经里面用两个字来形容，说他们的心里面非常的烦恼。
And in chapter 4, verse 2, they were described to be greatly disturbed.
他们在心里面就觉得受了很大的搅扰。
They felt greatly disturbed in their hearts.
所以到了第三节，告诉我们说，他们就下命令下手把这个彼得跟约翰两个人逮捕，把他们下监狱。
And in verse 3, we see that they seized Peter and John.
从这个第八节开始呢，我们就发现彼得对着这些逮捕他的人所做的一段的见证。
And starting from verse 8 in chapter 4, we see Peter's testimony to these leaders.
在这样短短的几节圣经里面，把使徒行传里面教会历史里面第一次的属灵的大爆炸说了一个给了一个很简单的说明。
And only within these few verses there's an account of the great gospel explosion of church history.
彼得在那个地方做了一个很伟大的宣告。
Peter right here had a great proclamation.
就是我们今年的主题，他说除他以外别无拯救。
And that is our theme for this year, and that salvation is found in no one else but Jesus.
好吧，我们把第四章十二节，我们一同再来读一遍。
Let us read verse 12 together.
因为今天早上我要从这一节很简单，好像看起来很简单的圣经，让我们一起来思想一个很重要的一个信息。
Because we want to meditate this morning of a great important message that's recorded in this verse.
我们一同来读哈，是第十二节。我们来读，一起来。除他以外，别无拯救，因为在天下人间没有赐下别的名，我们可以靠着得救。看看我们能够把它背下来，好不好？我们再念一遍。
Let's see if we can memorize this verse.
来，除他以外，别无拯救，因为在天下人间没有赐下别的名，我们可以靠着得救。我相信我们以后有好几个礼拜，我们继续会思想这一节圣经。我盼望我们能够把这一节圣经能够把它记下来。
We'll be spending a few Sunday mornings meditating on this verse, and I hope by then we will all memorize this verse.
彼得在十二节讲完了这些话以后
，After Peter made his statements,
十三节这些官府、这些逮捕他的人发现一件事情。
In verse 13, we see that these leaders who seized Peter and John noticed one thing about them.
十三节告诉我们说，他们见彼得、约翰的胆量，请问什么胆量？
Verse 13 said that they saw the courage of Peter and John. But what kind of courage and boldness is that?
很明显的，十三节他们在彼得身上得到的印象是从前面一段话的反应而来的。
And clearly, they had this impression because of what Peter stated previous in the previous verse.
特别在十二节，我们发现这句话不只是彼得的一个很伟大的宣告，其实对我来说是一个很伟大的一个宣战。
And clearly, this is very important. It's not only an important declaration made by Peter. It's also, to me personally, a declaration of war.
弟兄姊妹，当年彼得的宣战。不是单单对着当时的意识形态的一个宣战而已。
Brothers and sisters, I want us to know that the declaration of war that Peter made during that time was just not for that time only.
不是单单指着当时的犹太教说的。
Not only to the Jewish people or people who believed in Judaism.
当彼得在十二节提到天下人间没有赐下别名的时候，他是非常伟大的向着全世界历史历代的意识形态提出挑战。
When Peter mentioned that there's no other name under heaven given to men, he's mentioning about all men throughout generations.
弟兄姊妹，使徒行传四章十二节是一节很好用也是很难用的一节圣经。
Brothers and sisters, Acts 4:12 is a verse that can be used very easily, and yet it's very hard to apply.
你知道，在我传福音的经验里面，圣经里面有两节圣经，常常在传福音一定要用，但是每一次用我都觉得很不自然。
During my years of experience, there are two verses that come to mind. They're very fairly difficult to apply.
一节就是使徒行传四章十二节。
One of them is right here, Acts 4:12.
另外一节也是我们很熟悉的约翰福音十四章第六节。
And another one is John 14 verse 6.
约翰福音十四章第六节说什么呢？耶稣说：“我就是道路、真理、生命。若不借着我，没有人能到父那里去。”
And John 14 verse 6 says, Jesus says, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except by me."
我们发现这两节圣经有一个相同的地方。
And we notice that there's a common thing about these two verses.
这两节圣经的排他性特别的强烈。
The exclusiveness within these two verses is very strong.
这两节圣经的意思就是说，只此一家，别无分号的意思。
And these two verses mean that there's only one way, there's no other way. It's totally exclusive.
这两节圣经的意思就是说，条条道路通罗马，这句话是错了。
And these two verses reject the fact, the statement that says all roads lead to Rome.
那么很多人说，你们基督教就讲你们的基督教，你们不要去排别人，好不好？
Many people say, well, why don't you Christians just stick to your Christianity? Don't talk about other religions.
但是圣经里面很清楚地把这两节圣经摆在我们面前。
But the Bible clearly put these two verses before us.
所以我说这个使徒行传四章十二节，还有约翰福音十四章第六节，这两节圣经是非常了不起的经文。
So I think to me, Acts 4:12 and John 14:6 are very important verses for us Christians.
所以当年彼得向着这个当时的法这些犹太教的领袖就提出宣战的时候，事实上他是在人类的历史里面，他是向着古今中外天下人间所有的意识形态提出挑战。
So when Peter made the statement. So many years ago, he was not just making the statement to the religious leaders at his time, but also throughout all generations.
在第四章十二节，彼得在这里提出两件非常重要的事情。
From Acts 4:12, we can see two very important lessons or factors.
真的，他非常大胆的第一件事情，他宣告这一个世界是有问题的世界。
He truly proclaimed this truth boldly, and we can see that from this verse, there's problem, a lot of problems in this world.
或者不一定说是一个有问题的世界，甚至他应该说这个世界是一个有病态的一个世界。
Not only can we say that he meant the world is a problematic world, but that the world is a sick world.
第二，他还宣告一件什么事呢？
Secondly, he proclaimed.
他宣告他知道他能够为这个病态的世界提出答案。
He proclaimed that he has an answer, a remedy for this sick world.
我想今天我们只能够看一部分，没有办法看这两方面。
I think due to time constraint, we only have time to look at one.
彼得在使徒行传四章十二节大胆地宣告，在天下人间的我们，他说我们啊，我们这些人是需要被拯救的人群。
Peter in Acts 4:12 says that we are the one who needs salvation.
他说除他以外别无拯救。
He says salvation is found in no one else but Jesus.
他提到 salvation， 然后他最后一句话说，除了他以外，我们没有办法靠着别的名，只有他，靠着他，我们才可以得救。
He mentioned about salvation. He also mentioned about us being saved.
所以这个 salvation 跟 being saved， 这个得救或者救恩或者救法，在这节圣经里面出现了两次。
So we see that salvation and the word being saved appear two times within this one verse.
弟兄姊妹，我们这些基督徒，我们常常用惯了许许多多的一些基督教的一些习惯的用词。
Brothers and sisters, we as Christians use a lot of colloquial terminologies very commonly.
对一个基督徒来讲
，To a Christian,
什么叫做得救？什么叫做这个拯救？
What is being saved and what is salvation?
我们说我们是个得救的人。
We say that we are being saved.
什么意思？
What does that mean?
信徒就信徒，什么叫得救呢？
A believer is a believer, but what does it mean when a person is saved?
我做基督徒就是个基督徒，为什么要跟拯救有关系？
When I become a Christian, I am a Christian, but why does I have to say that I am saved?
我这个礼拜花了相当的时间把这几节圣经仔细的去读了一遍。
And as I study this passage in detail,
当我在比照这个希腊文圣经的时候
，and as I contrast the whole context in Greek text，
我发现第九节有一个字，跟第十二节的得救在字根上是同样的一个字。
And I noticed that there is a common root word, one word appearing in verse 9 and also here in verse 12.
第九节有一个字说得了痊愈，就是他们的身体得到医治。
Verse 9 mentioned a word being healed.
那么这个得痊愈和这个十二节得救这两个字原来在希腊文是同样的一个字根。
And being healed and being saved in Greek has the same root.
那么如果我们要讲得救，我们就要看看第九节那里所讲的是什么意思。
And if you want to know what it means for a person to be saved, we also need to see what it means for a person to be healed.
得痊愈的是谁呢？
Who got this complete healing?
得痊愈的就是那个在美门口坐在那里讨饭的那个摊子，他的病得到医治说的。
It was the cripple who sat right at the gate of Beautiful.
圣经告诉我们说，这个人已经有四十多岁了。
The Bible tells us that this man was already 40 years old.
从生下来就是一个瘫的人。
Ever since he was born, he was crippled.
四十年的时间。瘫着他的脚，没有办法行走。
And in 40 years, he was crippled all this time.
每天早上，人把他抬到圣殿的门口，接受人的周济和可怜。
And every morning, people would carry him to the gates of Beautiful, so that hoping that he would be healed.
那天，彼得跟约翰到了那里，医治了他的这个四十年那么久的一个疾病。
And as Peter and John went to the gate, they noticed this man and his disease.
所以在第四章十六节，他们说这是一个明显的神迹。
So in chapter 4, verse 16, they say that this is a miraculous healing.
他这里说是一个 outstanding 的 miracle, 是一个非常明显的一个神迹。
They say that this miracle is indeed an outstanding miracle.
但是不要忘记，这一个 miracle, 这个神迹是指着他身体的医治而说的。
But please do not forget that this miraculous healing or miracle means his physical healing.
所以在十二节他得救是不是也指着身体说的呢？
But what does being saved mean in verse 12? Does that only mean the physical healing?
那么很明显是不一样。
Obviously not.
第九节是讲身体的。
Verse 9 talks about his physical healing.
十二节的得救很明显的是提着全人的。
And verse 12 talks about the healing of the whole person.
今天当我们讲到得救的时候
And today as we mentioned about being saved.
弟兄姊妹我们必须有一个观念
We need to have this view.
如果我们人按圣经把我们分成灵魂体的话
If we as humans are divided into body, soul and spirit.
那么圣经里面说到人的得救是指三方面的得救。
Then the healing or the salvation means the complete healing of all three, the whole person, holistic healing.
这个观念，我想以后慢慢，我希望有机会跟大家做一个交代。
And I hope that in the future, days to come, I would have opportunities to share with you on this aspect.
那么，为了把这两件事情分别的很清楚，第九节是讲身体的痊愈，十二节我们就在这里把它特别看成灵魂的得救。
In order to make a very clear distinction, we want to say that in verse 9, the healing there means physical healing. And right here in verse 12, and for today's context, we want to emphasize on the spiritual healing.
但是这两方面有它相关的地方。
But there's a close relation between these two.
那么这相关的地方在哪里呢？
Where is this close relation?
那么我们要看一节很熟悉但是也是很重要的圣经，请各位翻到马可福音第二章。
We need to make one reference, and that is in Mark chapter 2, verse 17.
在马可福音第二章十七节，在这里告诉我们一句很重要，我们也是很熟悉的话。
And there's a very important verse, also very familiar to all of us.
二章十七节，马可福音。
Mark 2:17.
耶稣在这里说了一句话，他说：“康健的人用不着医生，有病的人才用得着。”
Jesus said, "It is not the healthy who need a doctor, but the sick."
那接下来他说：“我来本不是招义人，乃是招罪人。”
And immediately following, he said, "I have not come to call the righteous, but the sinners."
We thank you for your listening and hope you can pray for Living in Jesus Ministries. If you are willing to support us with money, please click Donation on the homepage and sow the seeds of the gospel with us to glorify God.